Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and tomorrow is the big event, election night. And that means election coverage all through the evening for as long as it takes to get the results. And that means that any election stuff we want to do, we have to do tonight. So we'll be looking at the changing role of hip-hop in this year's election. And the musical collective known as the Citizens Band will give us a reminder that election shenanigans are not a new idea. They're actually an old American tradition. Another, and perhaps more fun tradition, is parodying the people who are in charge, or want to be. That's where the Gregory Brothers come in. Millions of us have been watching their auto-tuned versions of this year's presidential debates on YouTube, and that includes some of us who aren't even sure what auto-tune is. Basically, it's something that turns speech into song. Evan and Andrew Gregory are half of the comedy troupe slash band, and they brought their iPhone app into the studio on a drizzly day a couple of weeks ago, this was prior to Hurricane Sandy, to demonstrate how it works, although Evan warned me that it usually doesn't work very well with broadcasters' voices.
So you just tap in the middle, say something enjoyable about WNYC, and then hit it again to stop.
All right. I'm saying something enjoyable about WNYC, a dry haven on a very wet and rainy week. All right, now.
I'm saying something enjoyable about WNYC, a dry haven on a very wet and rainy week.
I would rate that a huge success.
I hate to disagree with you, Evan. I am awesome auto-tuned. Right.
The look of pleasure on your face just can't really be communicated across the airwaves.
So that's my voice, auto-tuned by the Gregory Brothers iPhone app. But as you'll hear in a moment, their own work is a bit more sophisticated. They call it songifying, and they did it to the 2012 presidential debates. And they did it fast. The last debate took place on a Monday, so I asked Evan and Andrew Gregory how quickly they got their songified version up on YouTube.
I guess we got it up by mid-afternoon the next day. We kind of, as a creative challenge to ourselves, just put a stake in the ground and said, let's make a video for every debate. So we would watch each one and then stay up all night and try to get it out in the morning or at least sometime the next day.
Because I guess, Andrew, in the world of YouTube, if you're not there the next day, you're...
And you just want to be there as soon as you can.
Yeah.
So we went through pretty intense training regimens to be ready to stay up all night for each one of those four debates.
So it still seems like an impossible task because it's not just that you've taken clips of the two candidates and, like, fed them through auto-tune and whatever happens, happens. I mean, there's, like... You guys really have structured these things like songs. There's recognizable choruses and verses and all that kind of stuff. So how much of that, if any, can you pre-prepare before the debate?
That is the goal, to kind of distill the 90-minute debate down into a 3-minute pop song. And we do try to discover refrains amongst the various zingers that the candidates get out there. But you've caught us. We do pre-prepare a little bit. It's impossible to do everything in one night. So we try to write the instrumental music the day before, that kind of thing, so that overnight we can focus on what were the most important lyrics.
So, but at that point then, if you've got the music pre-existing, there's a rhythmic pattern that you need to kind of force the speech into. So it's not just tuning the melody. You got to get the rhythm right, too.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and we choose the music in some sense just for our own amusement, whatever we think is going to be the most fun. But every so often, we will look at pre-existing clips of both candidates so we can kind of judge what the natural cadence of their voice is. And that might influence, you know, what tempo or backbeat we choose.
All right. And then, Andrew, you guys, the four of you, often appear in these songified videos, whether it's a debate or not. Whose creepy lower face do we see when we're looking at Bob Schieffer?
I think Bob Schieffer actually is an interesting case because Evan and I are both Bob Schieffer in that video. I think Evan is Bob Schieffer's mouth, but I'm Bob Schieffer's animated arms.
Ah, okay. I can't give you the full effect of this, obviously, on the radio, folks, but you can certainly find the final debate songified online. But here's at least
what it sounds like. Remember, this was the final debate, Monday, October 22nd. It was moderated by Bob Schieffer, and this is how it sounds after the Gregory brothers got hold of it.
Could we ship all these jobs to Shanghai when America invented the chicken pot pie?
We have brought cases against China for violating trade rules. We are going to insist that China plays by the same rules.
They're hacking into our computers, counterfeiting our goods, stealing our intellectual property, our patents, our designs.
Okay.
China's a potential partner if it's following the rules.
We want to trade with them, but you got to play by the rules.
Now that we're finally bringing troops home, won't the Afghans be lonely when they're all alone?
When Afghans are perfectly capable of defending their own country.
Yeah.
There's no reason why Americans should die.
The Taliban, they're going to come rushing back in when we go.
Uh-huh.
The Afghan forces have to be able to provide secure time.
Why should you run the show?
We decimated Al-Qaeda's core.
Tell us, because we need to know.
Oh my goodness, that is just a little bit of the work of the Gregory brothers. Two of the four are here in the soundcheck studio, Evan and Andrew. So who is the voice of Bob Schieffer?
In this case, it's me. I played the voice, yeah.
Okay, so, and those questions, you know, how are the Afghans going to feel when we leave? Are they feel all alone? I mean, that's you have that in advance as part of the song material?
I hate to break this to you, but the talking points in the debate can be somewhat predictable. So
you think?
Right, they'll talk about China here for a second. They'll talk about Afghanistan. They'll probably try to bring up jobs, even though it's foreign policy.
Right, right.
So we try to cue up in the questions the topics that are bound to be discussed.
Mm-hmm. So how closely do you guys need to be, you know, tuned in, pun intended, I suppose, to the political world in order to be able to make those kind of assumptions and make those kind of, you know, advance work?
Great question. I would say we have to be aware to a semi-professional level. We certainly aren't delving to the deepest levels of political journalism, but we know the issues and we know what's going on in the race.
Okay. I certainly consider the hour a day I spend browsing the New York Times as very important professional work.
So that's research and development.
Yeah,
Okay. Now, you use Auto-tune or something like it, and auto-tune has become sort of a catchphrase, like, you know, Xerox or Kleenex or something like that. There are many devices that will take speech and kind of put it through sonic filters and make it sound like melody. What do you guys use? Is it genuinely auto-tune, and are you using it in some kind of unusual way?
Well, you're exactly right that auto-tune is a specific program made by a specific company, and
right.
It's just become so ubiquitous that everyone refers to all those programs as AutoTune. We sort of use a secret cocktail of a number of those different programs that we all run out of Logic.
Namely, because none of them are intended really to change speech into song. Instead, they're intended to take an existing melody and subtly change it, or extremely change it if you crank it up to 10. So that's why we sometimes have to use a combination of different tools, and that might be the default pitch correction that's in a digital audio workstation, mm-hmm. or Antares AutoTune itself. There's another great tool from Celimony, a German company. And sometimes we use a combination of those depending on the timbre of a person's voice and how close they were to singing in the first place.
So are there certain types of speech that lend themselves more naturally to this sort of treatment?
Absolutely. And we found that we always love, for instance, to auto-tune Barack Obama when he's speaking in front of a crowd, because he has an absolutely different attitude in front of a crowd. He's up there screaming like an orator or a preacher, as opposed to in the debate where he's so measured. And like Evan said, it's when he's up there in front of the crowd, he's practically singing already just because of his projection and his use of his voice.
So what about, you know, I mean, broadcasters, you know, there's a certain cadence, there's a certain broadcasters around the country for generations have tried to affect a flat, accentless kind of American English. Is that just like a blank canvas that you can just paint whatever colors you want on?
Not totally true. I would say your voice would probably be very difficult because you have such a wonderful low bass range.
Oh, go on.
But we find that female broadcasters sometimes work very well because they speak in very measured tones in the middle of their range.
At the North Pole, new satellite photos show Arctic ice is melting so fast.
Oh snap, how fast?
Many scientists now predict it won't be gone within 30 years.
Surely you just, I'm under cardiac arrest, Sade.
Some researchers think it could disappear in just 6. Without it, there could be a snowball effect.
Oh.
With temperatures rising even faster, if we all don't take bold action and take it soon,
yeah,
we will find ourselves on very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
So there are certain types of voices that work well. In advance, knowing that you have Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, and for one debate at least, Joe Biden and Paul Ryan, of those four, who's the rock star?
Oh, Joe Biden.
Unquestionably.
Wow.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's the best. He's like the best alive. He's the greatest.
Talking about.
They talk about this recession and it fell out of the sky like, oh my goodness, where did it come from? It came from this man voting to put two wars in the credit card.
But we're going in the wrong direction. Look at where we are, barely limping along.
Stop talking about how you care about people. Show me something. Show me a policy.
We face.
He's just so passionate. I mean, just like he has everything you want in a true pop star, which is passion in his delivery. Incredible, surprising lyrics, and he just does it all on the fly. You know?
All of those things that you look for in an intentional singer, Joe Biden already has as an unintentional singer.
Uh-huh. Now, but you guys are intentional singers, right? I mean, you know, Gregory Brothers has come to mean a certain thing, but you guys intended to be a band, right? Doing and playing your own songs?
Yeah, I mean, we still consider ourselves a band, and we work on a lot of different types of conventional music in addition to the videos. But we started working together as a quartet, just playing our own music. And once we kind of discovered the video genre that we now work in, it was really fun and also a way to do music. So, we do that now. But it's true, we do intentionally sing at times.
We're speaking with both Evan and Andrew Gregory. We're missing a Gregory. That's Michael. And then Evan, your wife,
mm-hmm.
Sarah?
Sarah Gregory, yeah.
Is the fourth of the Gregory brothers. Obviously, using the term in a non-gender-specific weirdo kind of way.
Not any less weird than, say, the Allman Brothers.
Okay.
Right. Keep in mind that I'm Sarah's brother-in-law.
Uh-huh. So Charlie Sheen's winning tour, which he actually went on this tour, just digging himself deeper and deeper into a hole. This is one of my favorite Gregory Brothers productions. Is Charlie Sheen's voice, is he getting into Joe Biden territory with the kind of the passion, the emotion, and just the nutso quality of it?
You know, I think of Joe Biden as sort of being more of a Beyonce, who you're just really stunned by his range and his control of his voice. Where I would say that Charlie Sheen was more of a Lil Wayne, where his lyrics were amazing, his rhythms were amazing. He really dropped some amazing ideas on you. But you don't listen to a Lil Wayne record because of the melody.
Mm-hmm. So he could use the melodic support that you guys bring to bear.
Absolutely. He's got more of that male broadcaster bass voice.
Charlie Sheen winning.
I want a drug called Charlie Sheen. It's not available. If you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off. You control the meat over your toilet body. Over your toilet body.
You love to party.
What's not to love? The run I was on made Dagger and Richard look like droopy-eyed armless children. That's how I parted. That's how I parted. I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. Winning. I had one gear. Go. Epic. Winning.
Are you bipolar?
I'm by
winning.
Win here.
Win there.
Win.
Everywhere.
Where?
Absolute victory.
Everywhere.
Where?
I'm on a quest.
I'm by winning. That is Charlie Sheen, auto-tuned by the Gregory Brothers. Evan and Andrew Gregory, two of the four members of the team, with us on Soundcheck today. Now, this is one thing, you know, Charlie Sheen's on the news, and you know he's going to be in the news for a while, so you have some time, you can take the care that it requires to auto-tune, to create this little chorus, the winning, which comes back throughout the song. With the debates, what is the process like? I mean, Monday night, 10:30, debates over. Bob Schieffer and Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have left the stage. How do you guys swing into action?
We have a couple of ways to decide how we're going to go about that because there's a lot of material to choose from. And most important, we take notes throughout the whole debate looking for What are the zingers or important summary moments where they really capture their viewpoint in a single sentence? Also, did they ever rhyme with themselves? Hmm. The other way is that we're really lucky to have this distributed fan base that kind of follow our videos. And so we immediately go on Twitter or Facebook following the debate and see what people are suggesting, as our fans themselves will kind of cull highlights from the debate.
All right. So Binders Full of Women was an obvious one.
Total shoe-in. The bayonets and the horses.
Horses and bayonets.
Yeah, there's no way that we're not going to do Big Bird.
Right. And then one of the things that, you know, we can talk about, can't show on the radio, is very often you just get a little clip of someone in motion, which by rocking it back and forth, you know, Barack Obama looks like he's getting jiggy with Mitt Romney with whatever he's saying, you know?
We like to produce these videos as the kind of reimagined version of the debates, where in a slightly alternate universe, the debate was a song itself. And so in that case, surely the candidates would be dancing to the beat.
Does the best singer, should the best singer win?
Unquestionably.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're speaking with the Gregory brothers, at least half of them, Evan and Andrew. Michael and Sarah are the other two. You guys, Andrew, you started out as a band.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And you can play some of these songs live, right?
Yeah, sure. We still play these songs out live, the music videos. We started as sort of like a four-piece soul band almost, but as these videos were taking off, about a year and a half ago, we started playing them out. And it's a fun thing where we play the video behind us and have a lot of the backing track from the video come through the house speakers. But at the same time, we bring a seven-piece rock band, and the rock band is playing along to the videos, and we're singing along sort of in concert at the same time as the video. So it's a really fun multimedia thing.
So if you were to do have you done Winning, for example, live?
Many times, yeah.
Yeah. Who's do we hear Charlie Sheen's voice, or are you guys singing that?
Both. We sing it, but we also have Charlie Sheen's voice coming through the house.
Now, the first time I sort of cottoned on to what you guys were doing was with when you were auto-tuning the news. Now, that seems like a different thing. It's just, you know, a series of random news events, broadcasts that you capture and then you auto-tune. And it seems like those are less song form-ish, if that's a word, and I know it's not. So it probably not the kind of thing you can take out on the road, right? I mean,
it's true that the first videos that we really kind of got it right in terms of what we're doing now was auto-tune the news. And we wanted to be able to do the songification process repeatedly. So we were like, well, let's do it with current events. And then every few weeks, we would just look and we would grab a few scenes of different news events, whether well-known or not, and create a song out of those. But and you're right, there was less of a kind of repeatable chorus. But there are, you can look back at those videos and find really catchy refrains.
Absolutely.
But we didn't necessarily try to architect them into a pop song where that catchy refrain occurs at the beginning and the end of the tune.
You gotta do it like this. Shawty, ready,
set, go. This was a pretty remarkable week on the gay marriage front. First of all, to have a state like Iowa.
What you trying to say about Iowa?
Not an East Coast state.
East Coast.
Not a West Coast state.
East Coast.
In a decision written by a Republican appointee.
Shawty, now you sound so fine. Give me your number. We can bump and grind. Talking about politics all night. Deep in the club in the morning light.
Yeah. If we can carry away
the morning light. Yeah.
We might get married today.
We just heard from some of our viewers who strongly support legalizing marijuana.
Sade, five of those calls was from me.
Do you think we should legalize pot alone or all drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and meth?
My brain says no, but my body says yes. I'm an angry gorilla. I heard you needed me.
Now the captain, Richard Phillips.
Ah, the angry gorilla. I'd almost forgotten about that moment from this 2009 Gregory Brothers production from their series Auto-Tune the News, featuring Katie Couric and someone talking about gay marriage. Now, the gay marriage speaker is interrupted by a couple of you guys booing. It was saying, boring, you know. So even then, this is 3 years ago, you were already inserting yourselves into these videos and into the news.
Yeah, that was Ruth Marcus from the Washington Post kind of kicking off that video. And Andrew and Michael appeared in that video just to kind of set up our whole premise or philosophy behind Auto-Tune the News, which is that the news would be better as a song.
Mm-hmm.
So they've corrected the boring nature of the original spoken news by instructing them on how to do it to a hip-hop beat.
Why talk about gay marriage in Iowa when you could sing about it?
Yeah. And why just, you know, kind of orgasmically breathe and narrate your video about a double rainbow when that can be sung as well. Andrew, you guys have tapped into some of these viral videos. You got Double Rainbow before it went to like a gazillion views.
Yeah, and you're right on the nose that that was actually the first one we ever did, where we had for a year been making these videos all based upon the news. And we saw this video sort of early on in its viewing days when it just had a couple thousand views. And it just sort of hit us like, wait a minute, what if we made a song out of this viral video instead of a news video?
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my god. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, oh my god. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so dense, dense. What does this mean? It started even look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Ah! Double rainbow on the way across the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
So intense. Double rainbow on the way across the sky.
Wow, wow.
Oh my god. Look at that rainbow.
The Gregory brothers, Evan and Andrew Gregory, have been with me on Soundcheck. Guys, you really have made the debates worth watching, which is no mean feat. Great to have you both with us on Soundcheck today. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Obama, Romney,
ready, set, go.
As president, I will sit down day one, sit down with leaders for a couple hours, talk about the issues, talk about the challenges.
Part of being a leader is not just saying, I'll sit down, but you have to have a plan. What it is that you intend to do, you have to have a plan.
Okay, moving on now, will the economy get better soon?